Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, says it recorded an alarming 23,000 cases of severe malnutrition in Nigeria's Bauchi State between January and June this year, a 120% increase over the same period a year before. The group on Tuesday also said overall malnutrition in the West African nation increased by 40% nationwide and warned that without immediate intervention, the situation could become catastrophic. Fury Boyam, MSF's medical coordinator, says poverty is a key driver of malnutrition, but not the only reason why the numbers are surging.
From the feedback we got, so a lot of them were complaining that there is a significant increase in the basic food items. So the cost has increased compared to last year. So they can't afford 3 meals per day. A lack of access to healthcare and water. But also we observe like a poor infant and young child feeding practices among the breastfeeding mothers. The vaccination coverage in Bauchi is a bit low, leading to the diseases such as measles.
MSF has been responding to malnutrition crisis in Bauchi since 2022. The group said its treatment centers and personnel are overstretched and that they're trying to make room for more sick children. Nigeria has the second highest burden of growth-stunted children in the world, according to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. UNICEF says malnutrition is the direct or underlying cause of 45% of all deaths in the country under the age of 5. For years, Nigeria has been embroiled in a protracted war with armed gangs who often kidnap farmers and hold them for ransom. The resulting loss of food production, along with general insecurity and rising food prices, have hampered the ability of vulnerable people to buy food. The situation is especially bad around July and August each year, the so-called peak of the lean season, when food from previous harvests normally runs out. Abubakar Saleh, Bauchi State Nutrition Officer, says authorities are working to bring the number of malnourished children down.
We are trying to scale up micronutrient supplementation for pregnant mothers. That is to start preventing malnutrition from the mother, for them to have a healthy pregnancy. And also in the area of treatment, we have one intervention supported by USAID, Ukraine, for the management of severe acute malnutrition. We are doing that. And also, we are doing maternal, newborn, and child health week. It's a campaign. So through that campaign, we screen children for malnutrition.
Last month, MSF launched a community-based intervention known as Integrated Community Case Management in 8 villages and equipped local women with early testing tools to help them detect malnutrition faster. Boyam says it is bridging the gap.
They were trained to be able to identify malnutrition, sign of severity or medical complication. But also they were trained to manage on the spot the cases of simple malnutrition. On top of that, they are also trained to manage malaria.
But until insecurity is addressed and there's more funding to help the vulnerable, many more children will be struggling to survive. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.